Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Schallert, Board Chair of the Greater Eureka Chamber of Commerce, with a community comment. I attended the grand opening at RMI this past Friday. I have attended quite a number of grand openings and chamber mixers hosted by various businesses in the Eureka area in my 7 months as chair of the chamber. I never cease to be amazed at the creativity and hope of the businesses, as well as hearing and seeing about Eureka. Many folks seem constantly to talk about the harsh things going on in our community, and there's no denying that reality. But I think we also need to be reminded of the great things as well, because frankly, the great things are why we live here. My wife and I regularly go to lunch at various places around town. The view from the restaurant at the foot of F Street is spectacular, no matter the weather. Often we'll take a stroll along the boardwalk from F Street to C Street. I suggest you buy a gelato and take that walk along the bay. We have at our choice a tremendous number of really fine restaurants, all reasonably close to each other throughout Eureka. We went to the zoo last week for lunch and enjoyed the sunshine and listening to the various animals make their presence known. Sometimes we'll just take sandwiches to the west end of Woodley Island near the Fisherman's Memorial Statue, or near the Adorney Center, the Wharfinger, or down at the entrance to the Hickshari Trail. Where else can you get so many easily accessible waterfront views? We also have Blue Ox Mill, the Timber Heritage Association's Timber History Display out at Samoa, the Maritime Museum, the Morris Graves and Clark Museums. These are all first rate, and if you've not been to see them, you should. When vendors from around the USA come to the blood bank where I work to peddle their wares, they almost always ask where they can see the redwoods. A short drive to Sequoia Park is easy, and many of these folks return with family to visit another day. They are stunned at the beauty, and it is easy to then send them down through the Avenue of the Giants or up to Redwood National Park or to the redwoods in Arcata. Beaches here are spectacular. If you love a long sandy beach, north and south of the jetties are your cup of tea, as well as Mad River and clam beaches. If you want a more rugged coastline, you can take a short drive up to Trinidad, Scenic Drive, and Patrick's Point. There are places to shop in all of our communities. Stop and get a cup of coffee and sit outside enjoying it while looking at historical architecture or people passing by. Our bay has boat launches, kayak rentals, and tours near Woodley Island, as well as sport fishing charters. The Mattaket does a very informative harbor tour. You can do your own either by land or kayak down at the Humboldt Bay Wildlife Refuge. And have you ever seen the geese take off on a winter morning? The spectacle and din of thousands and thousands of geese heading to their feeding grounds at dawn's early light is a sight to see. We have golf and tours and museums, a skateboard park, a disc golf course, Victorian Homes Art Galleries, and Arts Alive. And don't forget about the Humboldt Botanical Gardens out at College of the Redwoods. To the north or east of us, there are jet boat tours on the Klamath River and whitewater rafting on the Trinity River and fishing on both. Many folks, including the Chamber, will continue to work hard to improve the issues we face. But I love Eureka, so as I said recently, buy local. It helps with jobs, our economy, and our local government. And come by the Chamber office on Broadway and have our staff show you all there is to do for you as well as your visitors. This has been Tom Schallert with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.